right, it is 7:29. It is a beautiful day out here at the Maumelle Country Club. Just met one of the organizers for this event. Moses Moody will be here shortly. It's got to be proud for you, Bill Ingram, a former Razorback, and all things Mr. Basketball here. It's going to be cool for you to see these young kids that have gone through your program turn out to be, you know, superstars and NBA greats and, you know, all, doing all these kind of cool things back with the community.
You know, like I say, Moses played in our program when he was young. As he got older, he played for his dad and played for a couple other programs. But just watching him, being around, watching him, his growth and his development as a basketball player, and definitely as a young man.
Yeah.
You know, we've been very blessed to have great athletes here in Arkansas.
They turned out to be great young men.
They believe in giving back. It's a, you know, I can name a list of them, but we've been very fortunate.
Yeah.
And I think it has a lot to do with, of course, their families.
Yeah, you bet. No question. Yeah.
The community as a whole, the state as a whole, and especially these young men that end up going to Arkansas, the state really embraces them and they feel that love and they give it back. So we've been fortunate here because I know AAU guys from all over the country. And I'm telling you, and so from different states and all that, and it's not the same.
Gotcha.
When those guys are just basically, they don't have connections with their state like these young men have connections with their state in the state of Arkansas. So you
and it takes guys like you and mentors like you and coaches like you that stay connected with these kids as they grow up and they go through these basketball programs. And so, like I said, that these kind of moments got to make you feel proud. So I know that. Tell you what, we found out that we're probably going to get Moses a little bit later. Curry will be here teeing off right by us, Roger, probably about 8:30 or 9. Let's go ahead and bring in R.J. Hawk. I think he's got some big news for the Bryant football squad. Go ahead there, Christian, if you've got him.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Good morning, R.J. Hawk.
Hey.
Ooh. That's a bad start, isn't it, Raj? Mm-hmm. One more time, State Representative R.J. Hawk. Good morning.
Hey guys, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better. Mm-hmm. That's better. How are you today, bud?
Man, I'm good. Just sitting on the back porch, just listening to you guys and trying to get some work done this morning.
Talking with your sponsor, Don Gresham of Natural State Wholesale, and he's just getting back from Florida. And boy, everybody's getting in their stuff, Roger. And
just got back from Bahamas.
Who did? Who's that?
Hawkey.
Oh, he did? That's right. How was your trip to the White House and the Bahamas trip? Good time?
It was an action-packed, you know, I went on Tuesday to the White House and Wednesday to the Bahamas. Got my flight canceled out of D.C. and had to meet the family in Atlanta because the Prime Minister of Iraq was in Washington, D.C. And they shut down the airports. And so it was great, man. Got to Mark Wayne Mullen, the Homeland Security Secretary. Got to meet him and a lot of the secretaries and deputy secretaries. So it was a really good time. And then we went to the Bahamas, and it was really expensive, but it was a really good time.
Did you catch any big? Catch any big fish?
Yeah, actually, me and a buddy of mine, we went out and. I've never caught tuna before, but about a 9 or 10 pound tuna, and they said that was big, and so I got that, and then I hooked a marlin, and he got off right before we got to the boat.
That's big time.
It was a fun trip.
Well, tell us. I teased it last week with Roger. I'd read in the Democrat Gazette or somewhere about Bryant trying to find. They had two open dates, and they were trying to find a replacement. And that they had been talking with one of the premier high schools in the country about maybe playing, whether I don't know where the location was, and maybe being on ESPN. So you've got some information about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, Quad kind of came out and talked about it the other day when they were at the Big Miller press conference, and they're playing St. Francis High School out of Maryland at War Memorial Stadium on 9/11 this year. And if you're not familiar with St. Francis, St. Francis and the Rivals last year. They were number one in the country. They've won the high school national championship multiple times. And so this is a school, guys, that I didn't know this was a thing, but they've actually got, rather than having a JV and varsity, so they have a high school team that plays like the conference schedule in Maryland. But then they've got a travel team that's who's coming to Little Rock. And
wow.
They're right now going to the preseason rankings for high school. They're ranked sixth in the country right now. And so they're coming to Little Rock on 9/11, and we're going to play the game. And you know what's crazy about it is I've talked to Coach Bach and Quad quite a bit, and they have reached out to almost anybody, like almost any team in the state of Arkansas, and said, hey, let's play. Talked to Greenwood, couldn't do it. Talked to Bentonville, couldn't do it. Like, they were willing to play 7A teams that were in the conference just to stay in the state of Arkansas, and just couldn't get it done. And so, I know that before they got St. Francis, they were trying to get IMG Academy and some others, and it just so happened there was a date for St. Francis, and that's what's happening. So,
Bryant's not scared of anybody. You know, they've won two consecutive 7A state championships, and I think, what did I say the other day, Roger? Six of the last eight or something overall. So they're not scared. Yeah, they're not scared, which I love that, Bill.
How many of the last eight?
Seven of the last eight.
And they've been in how many of them? Have they been in eight of eight or nine of nine or whatever?
I think they've been in the last eight or nine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The it's amazing. You remember talking about old days? Bryant was not a contender back in the 80s and the 90s. They would every once in a while have some good players that would play, but nothing like has happened with Buck James coming in here and even before him.
Yeah. I didn't know about Bryant until I heard the name Willie Cutts.
Yeah.
That was when I first started hearing about Bryant, because Bryant was way up north. From me growing up in Hot Springs, you know.
Right.
But, so the question would be if maybe the game is picked up on ESPN. And you said that group that they're playing has got about 15 Division I players. Is that right?
It's 19 Division I players. And we're not just talking like, SPS schools. We're talking the Ohio State, Michigan, Texas. They've got one player that is verbally committed to Arkansas. Like, I mean, it's they've got some dudes on that team. I was looking at their roster. Their left tackle, he's a junior, is 6'6", 335.
They obviously got they obviously got some studs, but as I mentioned, Bryant's not scared of anybody, right? And I think it'll be it was crazy, Roger. This is the 25th anniversary of 9/11. Can you believe that? 25th anniversary of 9/11. So a lot of people are doing the. Trying to do the extra
remember
things.
Remember when I was going that day.
Yeah, everybody. But what's hard to believe is 25 years ago.
Yep.
It's just it's nutso-butso.
Nutso-butso. This team that Bryant – I'm sorry, Meredith and my grandson are here, so I didn't listen to everything. This team that Bryant's playing. And we have to assume same thing used to happen with Kevin Kelly with his group.
Yeah, he would do the same thing.
These teams also are looking for somebody to play them, because they can't find anybody either. So the elite of the elite, and we remember that the man that you've got on that Broyles Award trophy – I mean, he won national titles.
Sure
he
did.
Back in the day with Little Rock Central. I mean, he was playing the best.
He was. That's a good point. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Central at the time, one of those years, was awarded
the national
championship. Yeah. That's right.
Of the world.
Yeah, because they're right. They would hop on a bus and go to Louisiana to find people.
Which was even more difficult then.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have the paved roads as much. You know?
Where are they playing the game at?
War Memorial.
War Memorial. That's great.
What's crazy is not only are they playing St. Francis' non-conference game, but the game that's also being not highlighted is the Alexandria, Louisiana game that they're having to play as well. They're playing two out-of-state teams because they couldn't get somebody to play, an Arkansas team, to play on the non-conference schedule. And look, I'm just going to tell you right now, like, there's a team in Arkansas by the name of Greenwood that needs to buck up and play the game. Like, there have been people that have been asking for this game for a long, long time. And I know for a fact Greenwood had an opening, and they said no, they didn't play Bryant. So that just needs to happen. I'm excited Bryant's getting to go out and play top tier competition.
Yeah, for the between Greenwood, Bryant, and Pulaski Academy, you've got, you know, 30-something state championships between those three.
Yeah.
RJ, obviously football's coming up. Are you going to be participating in calling games this year? I can't recall. Sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't. What's the scoop for this fall?
Yeah. So I'm not doing anything with the game of the week. I think you guys got Trip Teeter doing that, and so.
Okay.
I'm doing all the high school state championships on Arkansas TV, and so we're doing that. And then I'm actually doing some stuff with UCA this year to be able to do their ESPN Plus stuff. So looking forward to that.
Yes.
And do what?
I just saw RJ Leslie Rutledge is just walking by with her dog.
Around with a horse.
Yes,
she's got a horse.
The dog is as big as her.
I didn't know you could have horses out here. Very good.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Dad.
Very good. Hey, let me just go ahead and say this right now. I'm seeing Leslie right there. I want to make sure that everybody understands that RJ did not use any campaign funds to go to the Bahamas. I want to make sure I get that out, RJ.
No,
I love you. I want to make sure. People ask me. I want to make sure.
I hate you right now.
Put that Morning Mayhem shirt on, Hawkey, and send a picture.
Rod got me a Morning Mayhem shirt.
Well, you got it. Steve Qualls got it.
Before we let you go, RJ, it's National Drive-Thru Day. What is the place that you drive through the most where they know you, you know them, for something to drink or something to eat?
Yeah, Whataburger. I get the Whataburger every morning on the way to the office, and so I pull up and I start the order, and then he goes and he finishes it for me. He tells me with a large Coke Zero.
He already knows.
Yeah.
RJ, we stopped in McKinney, Texas, coming back from Cliff Harris's house the other day, and we didn't have a conversation with you, but our buddy over here, we stopped at Whataburger, and he says, "What do you want to eat?" I said, "Dude, I'm ready to eat some." So we got some good stuff.
Hamburger.
Got that burger from Whataburger with the jalapenos, fries, and I had water with it, and Baz gets him a burger and fries as well. Well, here's the thing, RJ. You're driving that vehicle. You don't ever put, as you're eating that Whataburger, do you take a bite out of it a couple of times and then put it down and then start driving again?
No.
Or do you eat it all up until it's gone?
Yeah.
Well, my buddy over here does not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you devour it. That's key. He takes a couple of bites out of it.
I enjoy it, Bill.
Wraps it up.
I take my time.
Wraps it back in its Whataburger package and sets it down where my keys are. Where everything else is in the console, sets it down.
I rotate, Bill. I rotate to fries, Coke, and burger. And these guys have to eat one whole thing.
When you're driving. You've eaten a burger driving.
I take it all down.
You ain't got time. You can't drive.
So you don't do that while you're not driving. You work the rotation.
Because we have a plate at home. And
so for me, I equally the same in my car as I do in my bed.
He does. That's a consistency. You know. Oh, that's a fact with him. I still marvel at that. Listen, and you do savor it. I think, what else? Oh my God, not only that, he ate, we got some certs. He took a half a bite of a cert, Bill,
Look at him.
Dude, Bill's going, there's no way. He took a bite of a cert and set the other half down.
I didn't notice it. I pointed it out.
No, because only a sight.
Just think how long I enjoyed that search, longer than the normal.
You're supposed to. Oh my gosh.
Wait, one of these days you'll realize, wow, we should enjoy our search.
Well, when I'm on my deathbed, I'll probably go, man, I wish I had more time to share a cert with David. But I knew you had that Whataburger on your mind.
Somebody does say, one of our listeners said, I am with David about eating in a car. So there are a few of us out there
listen, I didn't say you were the only psycho in the world. I know there are.
RJ, thank your fine sponsor before you get out of here.
Yeah, one thing, Don Grisham and the guys over at Natural State Wholesale in Cabot, if you're wanting to remodel your house or if you're building a house, you got to give them a try. They've got flooring, they've got fixtures, they've got tile, they've got outdoor patio furniture, ceiling fans. If it's something for your home, they've probably got it. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to give you a lot better price than the big box stores here in the capital city. So check them out online, naturalstatewholesale.com. And I promise you are going to save a ton of money if you head out to Cabot.
All right, RJ. Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Hawkey. Take that picture now.
Well, yeah, I had the lieutenant governor out walking around the dog. How about that? I didn't know she lived in Maumelle.
I didn't know she. I don't think she does.
We're here at the Moses Moody Golf Tournament. We just found out where the organizers said that we'll get Moses a little bit later in the show. Steph Curry will be stopping by here. He's playing today as well. They mentioned, I think you heard Bill Ingram is with us as well, that I think the only thing they have available tonight, you can still go to this gathering. It's a night with Moses Moody. That's with he and Steph Curry. They're going to do some talking back and forth, Q&A. That's at the Wally Allen Ballroom tonight. General admission is at 6:30, event time 7 to 9. You need to go to MosesMoody.com to get those tickets.
Yes.
So I think they're like $60. That'll be a fun night tonight to be able to be in the presence of
Steph Curry.
Yeah, you bet. And then I think they've got one other event tomorrow from the ages of 16 to 25. I think it's $15. Just really talking about future and opportunities and those kind of things. But I would go to MosesMoody.com if you want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. Someone says here in our Middleton Eaton Air text line, I'm surprised Baz doesn't go to these 100-year-old restaurants, eat half of it, and save the rest for the 200-year anniversary. Very nice.
Let me tell you something.
Very nice. I like that.
They
yes.
feed us a great amount of food when we've gone to these restaurants, and we have taken things home with us.
I will say I had a great time down in Tampa with Double R, Trey Schaap. And matter of fact, Trey Schaap and Randy's flight today left it. The wheels up at 5:15, Bill.
That means
you got to be there about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then it means you got to get up at 2:30 or 3. I mean, it's an early, early flight. But anyway, I had a great time with him and Bill Vickery. Great morale builder for our company. We need to do more of that cross-promotion. You know, Bill got to know Randy. Randy got to know Bill better. And just, you know, just really a good deal to cross-promote. That's right.
Two great guys, too.
Yeah, they are. So I want to thank all the sponsors who sponsored that. And I even looked at the coach yesterday and I said, are you tired of answering questions? And, I mean, because it's just all he's done is Q&A since he was hired. So talking season's really about over with. Listen, practice starts in a few weeks.
I like what he said on the podium. I mean, what's my record against SEC teams? What's all? You know,
5-1. That's right.
Yeah, five and one against the guys who were from the American Conference. He was 5-2 against Power 4 schools, which is really the most impressive
deal.
That's
what I mean. Yeah, he's
beating Arkansas, beating Mississippi State.
Absolutely.
He is going to be at a tremendous disadvantage if you look at roster construction and what people view as the best players. Now, I'm not, you know, sometimes those evaluations are wrong, but he's got a lot of 3 stars. He doesn't have the 4 and 5 stars because he didn't have the money.
Yeah.
You know, some of these colleges are spending 40, 50 million. We're in that $20-25 million range. And you can, as you know, Bill, we played with two coaches who could coach you up, Ken Hatfield, Lou Holtz. Great coaching can make you better, can make you play above what you maybe your ranking is, because your football IQ will get better. And so that's what you got to hope, because you know the effort's going to be there. You know the hopefully the execution will be there under Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah.
Like the three guys he had yesterday, they were all very sharp. Quincy Rose Jr. and such.
Yeah, he looked sharp as well.
He did.
Couldn't see the cross, or the chain, but
I tell you, Roger, that 4 days of 16 teams, and Trey did a great job. Randy did a great job.
You all did.
Randy Rainwater, y'all, for 70. What is he? 74, 75.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, got up at 5 o'clock, went with me and Trey to do our show, and stayed there all day till the end of his show, didn't get back to 8 o'clock. So tip of the hat to a guy who's showing, hey, if 75, you can still work your butt off and do a good job for the company.
Hats off to Double R. He's a legend. He's on the other end of this thing.
But glad to be back.
Also, we're
going to hit that break there, Christian, if you can.
While you're doing that. Christian, do you have the question of the day out?
I do. It's which... Since it's National Drive-Thru Day, which drive-thru do you visit the most?
Excellent.
I love it when you go through the drive-thru, Roger, and they know your name. They know your order.
They know your order.
Yeah, that's right. They know, yeah.
Well, yeah.
With the Sonic around the corner from us, they know a lot of people from the bus.
I know Leslie posts things all the time about that. I don't have that relationship with a fast food place. But I don't know.
Maybe I shouldn't, Bill.
Maybe I
got too much of a relationship.
But maybe I should. Can you put a second question out, Wizard?
I can.
I want you to put a. Should D-Max number be retired?
All right.
That's what I want to know.
And I saw today
because of you. Because you know why.